Welcome to the third part of this little series about my trauma method called floating. Floating is a group trauma transformation process, and I've started to explain it in English also. We work a lot here in Germany, Switzerland, and Europe. And I would like to bring this really deeply transformative process to a larger community, to the rest of the world, at least for the English-speaking people. And I have explained in the first two videos the basics of this work, and this is done for therapists mainly, but also for all people who are interested in dissolving developmental and attachment trauma. I have spoken about what I see, and this is my personal perspective, as the main root and origin and cause, how we recreate the suffering of our childhood in every moment. We recreate what we call developmental trauma in every moment new. Actually, it has no connection to the past. We recreate it all the time. And in the first two videos, I explained how we do that. And this is mainly done by projecting. And in this video now, I would like to bring some more detail how to dissolve that, and also talk about the magic, because I call this serious relationship magic. So there's really some magic in all this relationship and communication. And yeah, it's actually the gateway to spirituality. But let's first talk about some deeper level of what is happening for someone who's traumatized or still suffer from developmental trauma during contact. And what is happening there, and what we do in the floating process, is not only find out and look into our minds to find out what we project, we also find out what is the trigger for this projection. So as soon as we have identified our projection and have asked if it's true or not, then we even can go a step further and look what kind of imprints from the other via the senses triggers this projection. And for example, what we hear often is the kind of gazing, or the position of the body, or the voice. Yeah. So we look for the trigger during the contact that fuels, in a way, not fuels, but that triggers the projection. Why am I doing that? Why is that part of the floating process? Because in the first videos, I've explained that we have our childhood experience or experiences internalized as mental structures, as projections. And the experience as a child consists of imprints of the senses and the experience of the relational patterns to the surrounding, to the parents, and additionally, of course, the physical reaction. So we have an imprint, and this is deeply connected, deeply ingrained in the nervous system. These kinds of imprints and the destructive relational patterns, the experience of developmental and or attachment trauma. And during the floating process, we find out what has been connected. So we find out what is the trigger, what does a participant believe as a proof for his projection. And as an example, again, we could hear something like, well, the way you stand now proves for me that you are going to manipulate me. Or the type of your voice or the how you speak, the voice, the sound, proves to me that you will attack me. So we bring together the trigger and the projection of dangerous reaction, defense reaction of the other. And again, if we have found out what's the trigger, what we identify as a trigger, we can ask. And a typical question is, for example, is there a connection between your body position and my idea that you will attack me? Is there any connection? And of course, the other person, the projection partner, will say, no, there's no, absolutely no connection. He may even explain more why he's in that body position. Maybe he says, oh, I have some pain in the right knee and this position is most comfortable for me. So this, we hear the actual reason. Yeah. And this cuts this connection that is ingrained in the nervous system of the one who's projecting. Sounds difficult to explain, but it's actually simple concepts. Because the more we get in contact with reality, and that means with another person, the more our structures of developmental trauma are being overwritten, and thus they have no power over us. And the more we disconnect, the more these developmental structures of trauma make us suffer. So, as always, connection, relationship is the solution, because a real contact brings information. And information from here now, from another human, is always stronger than old patterns in the brain. And this is how we can override this idea. Basically, trauma is all about ideas, about concepts. And by clarifying all this and asking, we create the connection that was not possible until the floating process has started. So this is how we bring people together, two participants together in this process, and dissolve every aspect of separation, one after the other. And it's all in the mind, finally. It's all in the mind. And we dissolve that by asking, by identifying, by asking, by clarifying. And then the old defense system has no possibility anymore to keep up the horrible ideas and projections. So this is the principle of the floating trauma process. And as soon as we are able to connect, something magical will happen. Why? Because the gateway to spirituality and transcendence is the relaxation of the autonomous nervous system. In the end, meditation is nothing more than deep relaxation, but it's about relaxation of the autonomous nervous system. Meditation does not happen if the relaxation is just on the surface of the nervous system. For meditation, for deep experiences of meditation and transcendence and spirituality, the whole body-mind system has to relax deeply. And this is only possible for the body if it experiences the surrounding as safe. And as soon as we establish the connection that has not been possible so far, the body realizes that the danger of the childhood is over. And not only over in this situation, but over in general. And this creates a deep, or that leads to a deep, deep, deep relaxation that someone may never have experienced before. And with this relaxation, meditation happens almost automatically. this opens the energy channels, the energy centers, and then we enter a new level of consciousness and fulfillment. And it's all by following the biology, by completing and helping the biology to complete the trauma and build the connection that was disrupted in childhood. And this at the same time is, as I said, it's the gateway to spirituality. So trauma healing is the door to true spirituality. And if we try to enter meditation and spirituality without trauma healing, then we try to bypass the biology, which is not possible. The biology, the stress in the body, the suffering by unhealthy relationships will always bring back the identification with the body-mind system. Because it's suffering, because it needs attention. That's why we can't bypass trauma by meditation. It is not possible. So, this is the third part of the floating series. I hope you have got some understanding what we do, how and why. And also as a therapist, you may have an idea how to address trauma in a new or in a different and more efficient way. If you want to read more about that, my German handbook about the floating process will be published in a few weeks.